Joining me live over the phone today, it's our monthly update from the city of Kemmer and Administrator Brian Muir today. Brian, good morning. How's life in South Lincoln County?
It's another beautiful day in the Kemmer neighborhood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday morning for the annual airport fly-in and car show. Mother Nature really giving you a nice one Saturday for that great event.
Yes, we're getting really good at forecasting the weather now. So so whatever we're doing, it's working. So, yeah, we're excited actually to have the car. We're still looking for car show entries and people to come, of course. Last year we had 60 youth that are 8 to 17 years old, able to fly, get a flight and in an airplane and experience that. We're enhancing the event again this year a little bit more to, for those youth who don't like to fly or don't want to fly, or those who aren't old enough to fly, we have some other activities that Trista Gordon, who's our events director, has come up with. So please, don't hold back because you're not 8 yet. We want to take care of that crowd as well. And obviously the car show is fun for everybody to see and compete in. And there's of course the Rotary Breakfast fundraiser that we do. This is our third annual airport fly-in, and we're excited. It's growing and growing in interest and capacity each year. So
excellent. So it all happens this Saturday at the Kemmer Airport. Of course, those that do want to fly between the ages of 8 and 17, they need to sign up at youngeaglesday.org. Are you aware if there's still open entries, or are those all filled up? Do you know?
I believe people should enter it and see what happens. I'm pretty sure that there'll be entries available. Last I heard it was about only 30 or 40 that had signed up. So there's probably some more spots there. And it is 8 to noon, just to let everybody know there. So
excellent. 8 to noon, and let's see. And it's free, of course. The airplane rides are free. So do it. Yep. Yeah, it's a great time.
Yeah. And appreciated donation on the breakfast, of course, for the fundraisers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, and that event happening at the Kemmer City Airport this upcoming Saturday from 8 to noon. Brian, what else is happening in South Lincoln County and the Kemmer of City? The City of Kemmer.
We're I can't even tell you. So much is going on. I'll just try to do my best to cover it all here. We made some changes in our in the Chamber of Commerce, the Kemmer Diamondville Chamber of Commerce is now being changed. There's another chamber that's kind of changing of the guard, I'll just say. It's now called the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce, and it's they're trying to get not just Kemmer and Diamondville, but other folks in Opal and other areas in the South Lincoln region to join up. And so that's Jessica Lozier is the new chair of the chamber. We're actually going to planning to enter into an agreement with them that the Arts Council, which previously were the ones helping run our downtown cabin in the Triangle, the chamber is now interested and we're pursuing having them actually do that to coordinate efforts on trying to promote businesses and also tourism and as people come into town. And so I think that's exciting change there. We do appreciate all the efforts the Arts Council has provided over the years in doing that, as well as the old chamber. But I think that there's a lot of interest now in obviously with the nuclear plant coming, a lot more interest in people developing our downtown businesses. Some other things related to that, there are some new businesses in the downtown coming to fruition this week, actually, in our city council meeting. There's a new business called Wyoming Radiance Spa. Perry and Fred Baldwin are going to, it's right next to their Victory Theater there, and they're going to be doing a meta spa, which will provide health benefits to people of the community by having like vitamin infusions, ionic foot baths, and other services, things that people usually have to leave Kemmer for to get. But now we're a lot of renewed interest on keeping our business is local here and bringing people here. Old Opera House in the downtown Triangles is looking really good. They're getting ready to open soon. There's going to be a mercantile and a bakery and some upstairs studio apartments. That's just incredible how and Jessica Lozier has actually invested in that building and has done a good job with local construction folks that have remodeled and improved and upgraded that building. So they're moving along. And right next to our coffee shop on the west side of the coffee shop, that building's getting done. That's formerly a rundown building that the city had that we sold to Brian and Elizabeth Tresp. They're going to be putting in a bakery and in some office space, and it looks like it's probably going to be dried in and maybe a little bit further. This before the winter comes, and so that's exciting. Also, coming up on September, like I told you, there's a lot of stuff. Up on September 25th, there is going to be a public hearing regarding the old Kemmer Hotel property. There's a proposal that has been submitted that the city council will need to consider, and they've got some good, exciting plans for that. And so that's on the business side of things. So.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, certainly a lot going on. So what, speaking of the Kemmer Hotel, what is the proposal? What's being considered there?
Well, come to the council meeting on the 25th and you'll hear all about it. How about that?
Okay. All right.
That's what there could be, others submitting, but, right now, as far as I can see, there's one proposal and what has to happen on that. And, In that regard is for the council needs to find an economic development finding so that we can sell this and negotiate with any interested proposals. So we have to, in order to negotiate with them, we have to find an economic reason to do so, which is part of our state statutes. So, but I think that's exactly what we did with the Wyoming Radiant Spa is – And I'll just tell you, it sold for $10,000, so that was some opportunity for the city to also no longer sit on that property, but get it moving and producing tax base and tax revenue. So
excellent, Brian Muir, city administrator for a bustling city of Kemmer. anything else happening you'd like to mention today, Brian?
Yes, I would. Actually, there's also Atlas Tower is their original location. There was not a lot of support for, I'll just say, but there's another location that's being chosen for a cell tower for up to four or five cell phone services to be able to improve their coverage in the area. That's going to be at the zoning board meeting discussed for a conditional use permit on the September the 19th here at City Hall at 6 p.m. So we encourage people to come provide any input to that. It's going to be directly south of the Best Western on some property that's already zoned for a medium industrial zone. So it's a very appropriate use for that according to our zoning code, and we're looking for public input. And another thing as well that's coming along is we've got a new golf course advisory board. We're looking for people to volunteer to be on that board. They can contact City Hall and look on the website or on Facebook or on the community board. I think it's published up there, and fill out an application. There's up to 5 member board being formed, and so we're looking for people who are interested in contributing in that way to our cause for improving our golf course and operations. So the one other thing I've been working really hard on is we're obviously the question in Kemmer is always about, our highest priority is trying to take care of our roads. We have made a lot of progress this year in investing the money that we have in repairing the roads that we have. But in the long term, we definitely need that six penny project that is my highest priority this year. I've reached out to the folks in Star Valley to see what projects might be exciting for them. And one thing that has been discussed is a swimming pool. And so we're excited to support that down south and hoping that the folks up north will support our project as well to bring some more unity to our county here and try to work together on projects that are really needed. I think it's key to, I think, the not only the streets help with economic development, of course, and your curb appeal, but, you know, recreation activities like we have here down south really help our youth. And we're hoping that the folks up north will see that opportunity with the Six Penny project. So,
okay. That sounds like an in-depth conversation that we could really have on that one. So maybe next time, Brian, we'll plan on really diving into Sixth Penny and see where things are looking there.
Love to do it.
Okay. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator with the City of Kemmer. Brian, appreciate your time as always. Thank you for all the information today.